mind, think you got good bait. Here a little tip that I'm about to relate. I said, man, fish mine, if you got good bait.
Fishing. Finley's going fishing.
Yeah, man. Fishing too. Yeah, we've got a guest in the studio for this fishing report. Hi, Finley.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Now, you're going to help us out at the end of this, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So, Dad.
Yeah.
What's going on today?
Oh, you know, we were thinking about going fishing, but it looks like I've had some stuff pop up at the loop I need to get to. So, I'll be heading up there probably a little bit after this.
Good.
And, looks like we'll hopefully go fishing tomorrow, though, Alfinner and I, up
ice,
at Patterson.
Little ice fishing.
Yeah.
Fun.
I've been kind of thinking about going to Frost, too, just because I want to get one of those big whoppers on the line for them, but I always want to turn them back.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to go get some of those perch for a nice fish fry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we did talk about hauling out a biggie out of Frost.
Oh, man, yeah. And, you know, you could definitely get into some giant fish up there. I wouldn't usually eat them, one, because they're rainbow and it's just not my particular favorite meat, but two, because it's a little bit muddy and their feed source is a little bit muddy too, so they might not taste super great, but they would be super fun for a fight.
It would be something to haul one of those out of the hole.
Oh, man, it'd be the size of a little Finner here. But yeah, I did get up to Patterson after we talked.
And, okay.
Man, did quite well. Some really nice perch. The average size was, you know, really up there, a lot better than it had been in the past.
Oh, good. And I'm guessing that the whole lake is froze over.
It is now. You know, it was pretty much frozen completely when I went there, but the ice was a little bit, you know, questionable.
Really? Okay.
I mean, it was stable. It was just there was a rotten layer between layers of ice. It'll always make you feel a little freaked out. I went to the west end there, more towards Sun Mountain. The furthest end, and did really good. Got kokanee was the first thing, and then seven real nice perch. The second fish I got was about a 13-inch largemouth bass.
No kidding.
Took forever to get it through the hole, and then I also got another kokanee, real bright one, and a rainbow. So, you know, like four species there. It was it was a good time.
Yeah,
and
that's always
well worth it. You know, hour and a half for all those fish, and
nice.
Yeah, really kind of, you know, bumming I don't have time to, like we've said before, clone myself, split in two, and do both at once today, but looking forward to getting Finner up there, and also to getting over to Leader.
Okay, well, keep us posted on the ice fishing. Now, you know, forgive me for not knowing exactly, but where did we end up on having a split season? Are we going to have one?
I mean, just,
I thought maybe not, but then I kind of gathered from talking to you last time that we probably would. It would be normal.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's been no official word, but by that same math that they determined that we open in the first place, they might decide to open it again, because those numbers kind of slipped downstream. Some of them turned out to be Wenatchee fish. There's now a season open on the Wenatchee. And so our escapement goals kind of slid back into the red. Mm-hmm. But I really predict, as most people, a lot of people do, that they'll go back into the black, because those fish meander, like we've talked about in previous episodes, all over the place. And most assuredly drop back in the wintertime to more stable conditions in the Columbia. But then the same sure thing will come that they'll come back in the spring and they'll recount them and, hopefully lead to a second half of the season. I don't see why not. I mean, we weren't that far away.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I gathered last time, and I just wanted to kind of recheck on that. Let's see. Other than that, I know there's you're, like you said, you're kind of a split personality these days. You go up to the loop a lot. How's the terrain park shaping up?
Really good. Really happy that my buddy Cascade Hahn there, I think you know from down on Gold Creek, he's always been the wizard behind the cat work up there. And he had some time, even though he's not over here full-time anymore, to come over and help us out the other night and really get it set up. And as you can imagine, with these conditions, the temperature is so stable that stuff is there. I mean, that our features now, our jumps and everything, I mean, you'll be seeing those in the snow up there through April at this point with this amount of snow. And then, you know, on the soft side of the coin up there, man, it's just been steady, continuous, great little snowfalls. And it looks like we might have a little bit of a drier spell coming up here, but hopefully coupled with some sun, and they'll just get up there and corduroy groom all that stuff, and it'll just be great. And there's a great base up there, and we've had a lot of fun on it, for sure. And the terrain park is about 80% ready to go. We have a couple more features we're working on, and been having a lot of fun on that new box that Barry built us. Still got to give him another huge props.
What is that called? The locomotive? The train?
Battleship.
The battleship.
Yeah, and I've just been noticing people of all skill levels, ages, and sizes on that thing.
Cool.
And like I say, the beginners can get over it safely, and the people more experienced can really rally and do some cool stuff on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, before we go, for folks who haven't been ice fishing, could you explain exactly what that's like? I mean, just sort of briefly, because it's something that's generally associated with the Midwest and so on, but we do it out here.
Yeah, truly.
But a lot of people haven't done it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the keys with ice fishing can really just be being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you don't have all these fancy tents and stoves that everybody does, at least make sure that you pretty much just overdress as a game plan. Then get out there and make sure you're going to stay warm. You can always, you know, stow some layers if you're finding yourself too warm. But the thing is, you're sitting still a lot of the time, or practically still. Your hands and arms are moving, but that'll get you kind of cold because you're sitting. But I, you know, for that matter, just bring some buckets to sit on, which will double as your fish coolers at the end of the day for anything you want to take home. And, you know, you just need an ice auger and some poles. I really like those small poles that they're specifically for ice fishing because the action is a lot funner. They're short and you don't have to stand way away from the hole to use them. There's a lot of advantages. And those things, man, they're like $25, $30 with the reel and the line and everything on them here in town at like Ace or Outdoorsman.
Yeah.
It's not a huge investment like some other fishing gear. The auger is a little more expensive. It's like $75 to $100 plus, depending on which style and size that you get. I usually go with about a 6-inch auger, and I think in the past they've cost me about $85. And you know, they usually last a lifetime. You can just purchase new blades and put those on. You just have to make sure they're at that right angle to really cut ice well. If that if they flatten out, you stop cutting. And then it's just a matter of kind of working with depth and presentation. And a lot of the time I'm trying to work water that's 5 to 15 feet deep, just because plainly you're getting back down to the bottom quicker. Because when it's hot and heavy, I mean, I'm getting them sometimes in 8 feet of water. And so I won't even reel. I'll just lift up, grab the midpoint of the line, lift it the rest of the way out of the water, and just hold on to that fish, or, you know, lightly hold it under my foot, get the hook out, kick it to the side, put it back down, and you're on to another one. And it can just be like this bam, 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 you know, up to what we got, 85 in an hour and a half perch one day. And up at Patterson, they're still trying to get a handle on that population. So it's a no bag limit, and it's really just encouraging you to get them out of there. And because of that practice, I've seen that average size, I think, jump up for sure.
Okay. And it makes for a great fish fry. Like
super
you said.
Good. Yep.
Yeah. I like those perch. They're good.
Yeah. So Thomas and I, we got out on the river yesterday, did a little white fishing.
Oh, good.
It wasn't super hot for us, but, you know, it was a beautiful, you know, couple hours out on the water. We got a sunny break there, and it was nice to open up the arm and do a little bit of casting. If nothing else, I'd rather just cast at empty water and be able to go through the motions sometimes, you know. But so, you know, it's kind of just been like a go ice fishing, go white fishing, go ice fishing. Or, you know, go to the loop, go ice fishing, go white fishing in a cycle.
Now, you presented this in a way, I have to ask, did you not get any whitefish?
No, not yesterday. I think I've been blanked like 2 days. This winter, which is not that bad. I mean, out of, you know, 6 or 8 times going out, that's it's well worth just going out there to get out of the house. As you know, you get the cabin crazies at this time of the year, and just, you know, walk around a little bit, and man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful out there.
I know. It's a wonderland out there these days. And I'm thankful there's a, you know, a lot of people visiting get to see just how special it can be for us here in the
so many things to do. I saw the cross country skiers going by, stopping constantly yesterday, going, "Look at them, aren't they crazy?" I'm like, "Look at you, you're in spandex. I'm wearing more clothes than you are." But you know, I mean, there's a million things to do at every time of the year, which is awesome about this place for sure.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, if anybody wants to check out what we got going on, or just keep in touch on possible late steelhead booking trips throughout the season, or just what's going on here, need some fishing tips or booking trips, give me a call, 509-429-7298, or drop me a line at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. And did you have something to say, little buddy?
Fish on.
All right.
I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, and I got myself a pole in line. Caught a line, found cat. cherries on the bottom. Then I got it. Took them home to mama by supper time. Sing men and fish pipes if you got good beer. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. With my pole mama and my life, I'm going fishing. My mama's going fishing.